The laning and the Kriyas HaTorah over the days of Rosh Hashanah are chosen because those stories, whether it's the Akedah, the birth of Yitzchak, the kicking out, the banishment of Yishmael, they are chosen because they impart important lessons to us to think about over these most important days of the year. But there's one part of laning that seems odd to talk about on Rosh Hashanah. It doesn't seem to fit in, and that is the treaty between Avimelech and Avraham. After the birth of Yitzchak and the kicking out of Yishmael, the king Avimelech greets Avraham and makes a treaty with him. The deal is that Avraham will deal nicely with his people for a few generations. And after the treaty, Avraham does two things that seem odd. He names the place Kel Olam, and he plants a tree, Vayitel Eshel Bever Shava. What is happening here? Why is this king going to Avraham? He's the king. Avraham is not the king. What's the treaty? What's the tree? What's happening here? Explains Rav Hirsch that if you listen carefully, this story contains one of the most powerful messages over the Yom HaNorayim, and it's a monumental shift in Avraham Avinu's approach to the world and his relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avimelech, says Rav Hirsch, had something that Avraham did not yet have. Avimelech was able to have a vision for the future. Avimelech was the king. He was the most powerful person. Avraham, for most of the, is an old man with a little son. Why in the world is Avimelech making a treaty? Because Avimelech sees that Avraham Avinu has this potential. He will be the father of the Jewish people. This will be the nation. And I want to make sure that I am protected. So he goes out, he finds Avraham, he meets Avraham, and he makes a deal. And all of a sudden, Avraham's attitude changes. He begins to dream beyond, see bigger, have a vision for the future. So what does he do? He plants a tree, which represents not only rooted here, but in the branches, in the what will happen down the road. And he calls it Kel Olam, God of the future. This gift, this trait that Avimelech had, that Avraham now acquires, is a new vision for Avraham Avinu. And he begins to shift. While earlier he looked at Yishmael as being a part of the family, why should we kick him out? When he goes to the Akedah, it's just him and Yitzchak. Something changes. In fact, the Pasuk tells us in the Akedah, Vayaris HaMakom Meirachok, that Avraham sees it, Meirachok, what does he mean, Meirachok? He was able to really have a good vision. He had 20/20. Because, says Atara Tversky, Rabbi Soloveitchik's daughter, at the 20th yard site for Rabbi Soloveitchik, that Rabbi Soloveitchik had an idea of seeing things Meirachok, to ascertain what needed to be done, what was called emuna in potential. This is what Avraham Avinu had. He was able now to see down the road. We read this story in Rosh Hashanah, this treaty with Avimelech and Avraham, because it's about having a vision. HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives us because, and we'll go through the Aseres Yemei Teshuva, because he believes in us, because he knows we have a capacity to change. And we have to understand that we have to see things merachok. Not only the here and the now, what do I need right now, the forgiveness, the refuah, but what's my vision? What do I want to be? What do I aspire to be? This is something that Avraham learned, something we read about in Rosh Hashanah, an idea of not only looking in the here and the now, but looking towards the future with an eye, with a vision, with the dreams of what is to become, amuna in potential.